This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Why Didn't They Ask Evans? By Agatha Christie. Read by Amelia Fox. Chapter 1. The Accident. Bobby Jones teed up his ball, gave a short preliminary waggle, took the club back slowly, then brought it down and threw with the rapidity of lightning. Did the ball fly down the fairway straight and true, rising as it went and soaring over the bunker to land within an easy mashy shot of the 14th green? No, it did not. Badly topped, it scudded along the ground and embedded itself firmly in the bunker. There were no eager crowds to groan with dismay. The solitary witness of the shot manifested no surprise, and that is easily explained. For it was not the American-born master of the game who had played the shot, but merely the fourth son of the Vicar of Marchbold, a small seaside town on the coast of Wales. Bobby uttered a decidedly profane ejaculation. He was an amiable-looking young man of about 28. His best friend could not have said that he was handsome, but his face was an eminently likable one, and his eyes had the honest brown friendliness of a dog.